I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama hosted his Mexican counterpart at the White House today. Felipe Calderon has staked his presidency on the fight against drug traffickers, and today President Obama reaffirmed U.S. support.
In this cause, Mexico has a full partner with the United States, because whether they live in Texas or Tijuana, our people have a right to be safe in their communities.
The crackdown on cartels in Mexico has claimed some 36,000 lives since 2006. The global intelligence company Stratfor has just issued a security report on Mexico. It comes just in time for spring break season, when many Americans head to Mexican resorts. Stratfor Vice President Fred Burton says Mexico's top vacation destinations are not immune from the violence.
Most of your traditional tourist spots, such as Cancun or Acapulco, have been affected this year. You take a city like Acapulco, it's clearly the most violent resort city. And in the last 2 weeks, we've had 6 police officers killed, along with 12 taxi cab drivers and passengers.
You also mentioned Los Cabos, Baja, Cozumel. That's a lot.
It certainly is. And the one thing to keep in mind as you look at these resort cities is their geography, because of the sea, is a very valuable point of entry.
You know, a lot of people are saying that if you're not involved in the cartels, you're not buying drugs, you should be okay. But maybe you can just tell us what kind of violence you are talking about.
We have not seen specific targeting of tourists per se, but you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. There appears to be no arresters in place for the cartels not to shoot if individuals wander into this disputed area at any point in time.
We're also hearing about improvised explosive devices and attacks on Mexican officials as well. How widespread is that?
One of the things you look at, and I'm a former counterterrorism agent, when you're doing threat assessments in a foreign country, is the degree of protection that the host government affords official diplomats. And if you look this past year, we've had the Foreign Service nationals of the U.S. State Department attacked at the consulate. We've had the recent killing of the ICE agent, the immigration agent on his way from Monterrey. And then you've also had the killing of Mr. Hartley on Falcon Lake, as well as the missionary couple that came under attack.
What are the local authorities doing about this? What can they do about this?
Well, in essence, President Calderon, I think, is doing the best he can to try to combat this violence. But if you look at the battles that are underway in Mexico, are all across the country. In years past, the center of gravity for the battles have been around the border with your plazas, your points of entries into the United States, such as Juarez into El Paso or Nuevo Laredo into Laredo. Now we have seen the battles stretch throughout the geography of Mexico and into these resort areas.
As a result of the violence, there apparently is a very low occupancy rate in some of these places. For example, 10% occupancy at a major Acapulco resort just last week. Is there any place in Mexico that you could say is safe to travel to right now?
One of the more insulated areas has been Cabo San Lucas.
That's on the Baja Peninsula.
Right, on the southern tip. That has shown less violence, but it is still a very critical cocaine trafficking node.
And so, Fred, when friends and family of yours are interested in traveling to Mexico right now, what do you tell them?
Well, I, in essence, say make sure you do your research on exactly where you're going. And I certainly would advise close personal relatives that I have that there's probably better choices than taking the risk to go to certain areas inside of Mexico at this time.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence for Stratfor in Austin, Texas. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.